Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Thursday, the 14th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. One of the questions that was sticking in my mind at the TV and radio interviews that I did yesterday was, would we be having no recessions in the US and thus getting a no landing scenario? Well, the recession narrative has been fading into the background from the key risk to become one of the risks as global equities continue to power on and sticky inflation becoming perhaps the biggest macro risk out there. But it is still worth reminding ourselves about what may give rise to a recession in the US. First of all, consumer spending has been this amazing pillar that has been supporting US growth. But there is a risk that the pandemic excess savings in the US economy, which has been a key driver for consumer spending, may be depleted by the middle of this year. Also, banks have tightened lending standards to consumers, thus limiting consumers' ability to access credit. Lastly, and perhaps more importantly, wage growth will continue to decelerate. Now, forward-looking labor market indicators point to a continuation of the softening trend in labor demand. The downtrend in job openings, quits rate, and hiring rate is well established. Meanwhile, the year-over-year growth rate of the index of aggregate weekly payrolls, i.e. payrolls times hours times earnings, which is seen as an indicator of overall labor demand, continues to drop and has moved back in line with its pre-pandemic range. So, like we always said, investors should have a barbell approach in their investments. They should consider using the rise in US 10-year yield to be adding to DMIG government bonds. So for example, when the yields reach key levels such as 4.3 to 4.5. At the same time, for equity sector exposures, besides the high growth sectors that we favor, investors should also consider adding healthcare, which is another one of our overweight sectors, which has been displaying steady earnings. The key here to remember is that investors should keep both eyes on the horizon while always having a rare window in order not to miss any possible risk. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the go on our website or click the link in the description.